This is Inside Agriculture. An Iowa candidate for the U.S. Senate is calling for the EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler to resign. Teresa Greenfield, a Democratic challenger to Republican Senator Joni Ernst, says Wheeler must step down immediately. Greenfield says Iowa farmers deserve answers for why Senator Ernst voted for a fossil fuel lobbyist to run the EPA in the first place. Last year, Ernst did suggest that she would call for Wheeler's resignation if his biofuels promises were not fulfilled. Last week, Ernst co-sponsored a bill that would approve certain advanced biofuel registrations that have languished before the EPA. Next week, on June 30th, USDA will release its quarterly grain stocks report for corn. Those numbers have not been updated since March and will reflect the consumption patterns during the coronavirus pandemic. The third quarter grain stocks number is important because it gives the trade an actual tally of how much corn is left from the total available supply in the U.S. University of Illinois Extension agricultural economist Todd Hubbs says if the June stocks report shows 4.89 billion bushels left in the bin, then things are on track.
Yes, it would be on track, and you may actually see feed residual move up a little bit if it's in that sort of range. We typically see a fourth quarter feed residual use higher than what that would imply for third quarter and the first three quarters of feed residual use. So it's on track with the possibility of USDA raising feed and residual numbers.
Let's get an extension report now for northwestern Minnesota and the Crookston area from Angie Peltier. She is the University of Minnesota Extension agent in Crookston.
Just like you down in the Fargo-Moorhead area, right around Crookston, we're only up about an inch or two of rain compared to average for the month of June so far. It's a little bit further north of us in Kitson, Roseau, and Marshall County, where they really got hammered the last couple weeks when those storms have gone through, just kind of training over the same area for hours on end. And there are areas up in Kitson and Roseau counties where there's 1, 2, even 5 inches more rain in June so far than the 30-year normal. So in Crookston, we're sitting pretty good. They're not sitting so prettily up, unfortunately, in Roseau and Kitson and part of Marshall County. There's crops that are underwater. There's areas where people might have gotten seeded a little bit late or just reseeded that just got drowned out again. But in my neck of the woods, crops are looking pretty good. We're about the six-leaf growth stage in corn. Corn's looking pretty good. We do see some evidence of the rough spring. We're still seeing some of those spotty areas as far as, crop stands are concerned, maybe where we had cloddy soil at planting time, or maybe too fluffy soil at planting time. Something just wasn't great at planting time. The one thing that people are complaining about up here is just how windy it has been over the last several weeks. And so people haven't necessarily been able to get their post-emergent herbicides on as quickly or timely as they would have liked to have done. That's definitely an issue.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.